Hey everyone, it's Bubba, back with another episode. First off, if you aren't already, please subscribe. That way, you never miss a piece of positivity. And a huge thank you to everyone who's listening. I really appreciate it. And with that being said, let's jump right into today's topic. So, I'm barely getting over my sniffles, y'all, and I'm feeling a lot better. Went to the gym for an hour. Oh, you know what? Let me go ahead and ask the question, and then we'll go ahead and answer it. What is the most important event of today? So, if you guys don't know, this is a perfect question, because today is the State of the Union Address with President Donald Trump. So, that is a very important time in history right now. Another thing, you know, we need to start paying attention to is politics. And, you know, I hate discussing politics on anything because it just gets messy, it gets crowded, it gets cloudy. I hate it. It brings so much negativity that is unnecessary, unneeded. I just hate bringing it up. It's one of those topics that I hate talking about. But with that being said, kind of want to jump over to the next thing. My question is, yeah, so that's pretty important to today's society and today's day and age if you live in America. But I kind of wanted to go ahead and ask you guys on the terms of what was the most important thing you did today? I know, you know, Tuesdays aren't usually like the most exciting days of the week. It's just kind of people have to go to work, they go to practice, you know, they do their thing. It's not that exciting. But for me, today was a really exciting day, being that I started at my new job. I also was able to work out for an hour. Usually I only work out for about 30 minutes because my motivation lasts about 10 minutes and then the other half is just complete force. So that you know, was exciting to actually have the motivation to want to work out for a complete hour. And then on top of that, I came home and wanted to cook like crazy. So now I have a pot of beans going in the crock pot, and it's like 15 to 20 different types of beans. I have chicken, I have eggs, I have vegetables, I have rice, and what else? Cheese, hot sauce, lemon, all mixed into a bowl, and I'm so excited to eat that for dinner. So yeah, my motivation was high today. I also, if you guys don't know, I currently live in an apartment complex. So for my younger listeners, that's kind of just like a big hotel is how I see it. But after living here for a month, I have quickly decided and come to the conclusion that I would like to look at a house to rent. Maybe just for me or possible roommate. You know, I wanted to live on my own and do my own thing because I wanted to be independent, but I'm realizing that I am a person who hates independency. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm all for doing your own thing, you go girl, you know, not exactly a feminist, but not a feminist. And for men too, you know, all genders. But I'm also realizing that I don't ever think there will be a point in my life, or at least hope there's not, where I am alone. I hope that, you know, I am always surrounded by people, just because I feel like that's how we were created to be. Oh my goodness. Rip all headphone users. I am so sorry. I'm currently trying to do dishes and put it away. I have a guest coming over tonight, so I wanted to kind of clean up the house for her. But like I was saying, I just don't see myself as somebody who can live alone and be happy. yeah, it's sometimes nice, but overall it is extremely lonely, and I just really feel like it's not something for me. And I know a lot of people would like kill to live on their own and just be so excited. But if anybody knows me, knows that I am a complete social butterfly 24/7 all the time, and that's all I ever want to do. And so I will hopefully be having a house and a roommate by the summertime. We'll see, you know, these things take time. But yeah, that was one of the most important things for me today, was starting my job, realizing that, you know, today I feel like I'm wasting it being alone. And I know, you know, some people are like, that's so dumb, I would love to be alone. But I feel like I'm wasting so much time just being alone. I catch myself on social media so much longer. And you know, there's totally things that you can do to stop yourself from that. But I just feel like, personally, it would be so much better of an experience if I lived with somebody and all the time had somebody. And you know, I am a Christian, if you guys don't know that by now, I'm sure you do. But living with Alan would not be the best thing because we are not married. It would be nice to get married so that I can have my roommate as my husband. But you know, with the time and place that we're at right now in our life, I'm just trying to finish up college. You know, we're taking things slow. I mean, we are definitely at a good place where we could totally get married and be fine and, you know, start the whole marriage journey together. But I also feel like it's not bad that I am living in the same city as him now, finally, and being able to see him. At first, we weren't able to see each other at all. And now it's been like we are able to see each other so much more. So it differs within the weeks and what we're doing and stuff like that. But yeah, that is such a tangent. And so what I wanted to ask you guys, what was the most important thing you did today? And it could be something so small, something like talking to somebody in the grocery store and kind of just having that conversation. And you never really know what somebody's going through. And to you, that conversation might be so dumb. You'll never remember it. It was whack anyway. But to that person, you might have been the first person they talked to or said hello to or even smiled to. And you could have just changed that person's entire day. You really never know how much the little things mean. And I feel like that's such an important thing because we are so caught up in concerned with doing the big things and, oh, you know, I gotta go out and I gotta make missionaries and I gotta be a missionary and all these crazy wild things. And personally, I don't feel like that is my calling. I don't feel like God is calling me halfway around the world to go preach. Some people he is, and amen, hallelujah for them. But for me, I feel like God is teaching me so much awesome things, hard things, in the little things. And with that, I'm saying, like, a new job. He's teaching me different skills. He's introducing me to different people, new things, new ideas. So yeah, I just feel like even if today was just a regular old Tuesday for you and you didn't really do much, it wasn't the most exciting, maybe you had a really bad day and you didn't really want to do anything important. But all that matters is you went to work, you got up, and you did your thing. That could be an important thing. And I really feel like this is such a conversation that we can go into for hours and hours, you know, if I had somebody else on the talking with me. So if you guys feel free to let me know if there's any guests you want on here or if you want to come talk on here yourself. Like I said, I have a question every single day. We can discuss it. But I just want to thank you guys so much for listening. And if there was one important event today, or not really so important, just go ahead and reflect on your life and really think, okay, maybe I didn't do anything important today, but yesterday, or well, 2 days ago, was the NFL game. That was one of the biggest sporting events in America. That was a pretty important day for Tom Brady and the Rams. You know, the Rams had to lose and Tom Brady's team, the Patriots, had to win. And, you know, it was a really important day and to them. And maybe our days aren't like that. Maybe they're not as extravagant as winning the Super Bowl or losing the Super Bowl. But like I said, maybe there's something as small as having that conversation in the grocery store, playing with your kid for an extra 20-30 minutes, because I know a few of you guys have kids on here. Being able to help your kid with homework is a really important thing, you know, or even something for yourself. That important thing of putting your phone down and just having a complete me hour and not responding to emails, text, Instagram messages, anything like that. That was an important thing in your day because it made you feel better. So guys, I don't want to talk too long on this. At first, I thought I wanted to keep our conversations 20 to 30 minutes, but I like that they've been under 15 minutes because it literally gives you no excuse to not listen. And being with the podcasts being every single day, if you want to binge listen to them, we still have short ones to listen to. All right, guys. Hey, and if you guys want to see more into my life, feel free to follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram at bubblybubba_ and Twitter at bubblybubba. Well, thanks for listening to another episode. I hope those small pieces of positivity and questions are helpful for you and your journey again. If you have any questions or would like to talk, feel free to find me on social media. Most importantly, guys, don't forget, stay positive, y'all. Okay, bye.